Mr. President, first I would like to congratulate you warmly on assuming the presidency of the CCW. We wish you every success in your leadership of the convention and look forward to working with you over the coming year. I would also like to thank the Implementation Support Unit of the CCW for their integral role in enabling our discussions. The United Kingdom aligns itself with the statement of the European Union and has some further comments in a national capacity. The United Kingdom attaches great importance to the work of the CCW. We view it as a very useful forum which recognises both humanitarian and security concerns and which draws together unparalleled military and diplomatic expertise to discuss weapons which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or that have indiscriminate effects. We particularly value its flexibility in addressing different categories of weapon systems. The United Kingdom welcomes the discussions and outputs of various experts' meetings throughout the year, including on IEDs and on lethal autonomous weapon systems. It would like to thank the various co-coordinators for their efforts over the previous year. The United Kingdom fully supports the conclusions and recommendations of the High Contracting Parties to amended Protocol 2, which allows us to further progress our work on IEDs. The United Kingdom will deliver more detailed comments on lethal autonomous weapon systems under that agenda item this afternoon. The United Kingdom would like to see this convention become a global one. It shares the international community's concerns about the use of indiscriminate weapons in recent and ongoing conflicts. We urge all parties to any conflict to abide by international law and to urge all states not party to the CCW to accede to it without delay. Mr. President, turning to the 2016 meeting schedule, the United Kingdom supports a meeting schedule that is efficient and allows states' parties to discuss all issues in detail, but which is also cost-effective given the current financial climate. As such, the United Kingdom feels strongly that a two-week review conference will not be necessary. We would therefore propose reducing this to 1 week. We would also like to propose reducing the informal meetings of experts on amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5 to 1 day each. This would result in reducing the total meeting time for 2016 by 1 week. Mr. President, in closing, I would like to assure you of the United Kingdom's full support and commitment to the CCW as we work towards achieving its goals. Thank you.